I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Second date update.
Is there any way to do the math to figure out what type of person you're the most compatible with?
Is there math for that?
Oh, I'm better at math too. I'm never going to find it.
Like, start with affectionate.
Okay.
Multiply by heavy petting. Subtract two blindfolds. Keep one. Divide with an overbearing mother. And
oh, this is Jeff Math. No. I get it now.
Well, you're gonna die alone.
Okay.
Shoot.
There we go.
Every time I try to calculate this, I keep coming up with the same answer.
Well, just the infinity symbol?
It's like time zero anytime you add the mother.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Thank goodness our listener Justine found a different formula. And hopefully her results are better than mine, because apparently she's been single for a bit now. But Justine, how's the dating world going for you? Are you also reserving a burial plot for one?
Okay.
I can hear you. I can hear you laughing through the tears. So that's good.
Yeah.
It's all right, Justine.
But like, I haven't put my deposit down.
The funny thing is, you're not alone in that.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of us are out there with you. But you said that you figured out some sort of mathematic formula to help you with your dating life. What was that?
Yeah, it's like this online test.
Oh.
And basically, you put in all the stuff that you care about, like your preferences and whatever, for like finding a partner.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to come back with like the percentage of men on dating apps who like fit those preferences.
Oh, really?
Oh.
So wait,
they also take the test then? Or
no, I think that it probably, I'm guessing it's an algorithm that goes through and looks at their dating profiles.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. And so like, I started out like super basic. I was like, they have to have a job. They have to like not live at their parents' house, like have a car.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Yeah,
the standards are crazy on your end.
And no,
literally, I didn't put a single thing that was physical, like height or anything,
okay.
And it came back with less than 1% of men.
No,
really?
Just having just a car and a job?
Truly.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so you weren't feeling positive, I'm guessing, at that number, or?
You know, that's like very bleak.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I like, after all of that, ended up meeting this guy named James, like just in a coffee shop.
Oh.
Just randomly?
Didn't even need the dating apps.
She ran into the 1%.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, like the irony.
How did that interaction happen?
I literally was just sitting down and I was like scrolling, and he comes up to me and he's like, are you accepting applications? And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't work here. Like, I thought he was like applying at the coffee shop.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Were you wearing like an apron or something?
No, I guess I just like looked like I was, I don't know.
Barista vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're a manager. You know, sometimes you walk into a restaurant or something, you see a manager working.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
How did you respond to him when he asked about application?
I was like, oh, sorry, I don't work here. And he was like, no, like to be your boyfriend.
Oh. It was all a line. Okay. Did you like that?
I mean, I thought it was funny, but he like fully went along with it. And he was like, listen, I brought my resume. I've got like my history and experience. And he legitimately like pulled out a piece of paper.
Shut up.
Wait, what?
He had a dating resume?
Yes.
Oh, I have to know what was on it.
Or is it a move that he pulls on women all the time and he has like 20 quote-unquote dating resumes in his pocket to hand out whenever he sees someone cute?
Kind of like the real world of getting a job.
Legit.
You gotta hand them out.
Yeah, she's right. You're looking. You
I mean, if she liked the resume, who cares how many other people? Like, what was on it?
You know, like basic stuff, like he likes going to games and hiking. But he was like, yeah, if you want to set up an interview, you can just like call the number. And I was like, why don't you just sit down now when I can interview you?
Oh, my God. Dude, great response.
Yeah, and it was really nice. Like, he turned out to be an awesome guy. He, like, offered to literally Venmo me for the coffee that I'd already bought.
That's awesome. What a good guy.
Oh, you look poor. Here, you probably need this money.
What was the hardest boyfriend interview question that you asked him?
Well, okay, so I've actually, like, done interviews at my real job, so I was like, okay, I'm just gonna pull some of these. And I was like, what's one thing you don't want me to know about you?
You're actually good at this. I like it.
Dude, he is so not prepared for
this.
Like,
dang it.
I would hate that question to be asked to me on a first day, but did he have an answer for you?
He did, and it was like ready made. It's like he expected it, and he legitimately said, I cry when I watch The Matrix because I'm scared about the future.
I don't think that was prepared. I feel like that was honest.
Yeah, that seems so obscure. There's no way he just thought of that.
How did you feel about that response?
Honestly, I thought it was really funny and it was really clever. And like, because it was so quick, I was like, oh no, you're serious.
Yeah.
It's not a red flag to you that he thinks The Matrix is actually going to happen in the next few years?
There could have been so many worse answers he said.
Yeah. Really?
Like, yeah. That is so much better than anything.
Okay.
So anyway, at the end, he's like, so did I get the job? And I was like, well, we probably should set up like a second interview.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, then I definitely got the job. Ooh. And we kind of like left it off there and it was funny and we laughed. And then he, like, never called me again.
What?
Weird.
Whoa. I, like, texted him and made jokes about, like, hey, we need to set up your second interview. And it was just silence.
Did you guys kiss or anything? Or, like, hug? Was there a physical vibe?
No.
Yeah, like a normal job interview?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, what?
It's not a real job interview.
It doesn't sound like a transition.
How do you think I got hired here?
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, that is strange, though, because he's the one that approached you.
Yeah.
He's the one that did the line. Like, why wouldn't he
be calling back? But she's the one that took it to the next level that actually made him sit down for it. He probably just thought it was a smooth line and was going to back away.
But he literally was the one asking, like, did I get the job?
Yeah.
Yeah. True. He just wants the ego boost. But he doesn't always have to accept it.
The offer the company gives you isn't good.
Or he's got to put in 2 weeks at his last job.
Yeah.
He's, like, engaged.
So we got to find out.
Yeah.
Good.
There's clearly a lot of options on the table. We're going to find out for sure what happened when we come back and call James to do your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
Is there any setting more romantic than a job interview?
Oh.
Yes, many,
Jeff,
many.
It shouldn't be romantic.
I don't know, Brooke.
I mean, I think HR does.
You're dressed all nice. You're talking about your biggest strengths and greatest weaknesses.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, what comes out of your pants? Oops.
Oh, God.
A resume.
No.
Oh,
would you look at that? I just happened to have that on me.
Why is it up in your pants?
No wonder it's so warm.
That's actually kind of what happened to one of our listeners who met a guy recently. It wasn't an official job application, but some dude saw her at a coffee shop and asked, hey, are you taking boyfriend applications?
It is so smooth.
And he even had a resume in his pants.
That's why it's even smoother.
In his pocket, okay? Yeah. Like, or who knows where it was? We don't know.
Actually, either way,
we didn't know.
It's kind of sus that he just carries that around waiting to whip out to any cute girl.
If that's what he does, but we don't know. He may have done this just
for
her.
Here's the thing. At least he's putting some effort in.
Yeah.
It did work, and he got to sit down with her for a little interview/mini first date.
Yeah.
By the end, he said he was definitely going to call her, and according to her, he definitely didn't. I think we're all a little bit concerned that this little shtick he's doing is working too well, and maybe he's applying to multiple boyfriend positions all throughout the city.
Oh. There are a lot of openings.
Yeah.
There's a lot of openings.
Not a lot of good candidates.
Yeah.
Justine, if this turns out where he actually does this all the time and meets hundreds of women this way, how could we make him remember you and have you stand? Like, how do we identify you? Or do you still even want to go out with him at that point?
Well, at least I'm curious to hear what he has to say. But yeah, I was wearing a green romper. I have red hair and glasses.
Okay, cute.
Oh,
okay. Well, really like a Ronald McDonald.
I feel like
sort of
you were the only one that sat him down and actually gave him like a legit interview.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, how could
That's
he not
fair.
Remember you?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
all right.
The word hopefully.
So we'll see if he does remember you and what he has to say. We're going to dial James's phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, we're looking for James.
Yeah, this is him. Who's this?
We are a radio show.
Jeff, sorry.
What?
You fumbled the first word.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for pointing out all my flaws.
Sorry,
in front of everybody.
You know, if you're interviewing for this job.
Well, I'm sorry.
We're calling on behalf of our boss, Justine, and apparently you applied for the position of her boyfriend role recently.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember that interview? Do you remember that interview?
I remember a few of them, yeah.
Oh, no, Jeff, you were on to something
that
there.
That's
all right, though. I mean,
we
expected that.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
We heard about the move that you pulled on our listener where you walked up to her and you like had a resume and asked if there was a boyfriend opening. Is that something that you've done a lot?
Yeah, I've done that a good amount.
Okay. Can I guess how many times? Is it 200 times?
So many, there's no way.
I don't know about 200.
Okay. I want to know the success rate. How many of those turn into a date?
They do sometimes. I've definitely met some interesting people.
Okay. I am curious about that. Before we get to like Justine specifically, like what are some of the quirky things that you found out while trying this on other people before?
I mean, there was this one girl who was an extreme couponer.
I've
never met before.
Yeah, that's interesting. That TV show's about people.
Yeah,
like
we call
that.
Them cheapskates, but yeah, go ahead.
there was another girl who kept talking about alien abductions, so that was really interesting.
Was that a turn on for you? I'm curious. Like, it sounds like you're just meeting people to meet weird people. Are you actually looking for something in this?
You know, I don't really know what I'm looking for, to be honest. It's proven to be a great way to meet people.
Maybe
like, people really respond interestingly.
Maybe you're looking for a girl who wears a green romper to a coffee shop and has bright red hair.
Remember that girl?
Tells you to sit down for the interview right away when you ask.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank God you told me what she was wearing, because now I know who you're talking about.
Oh, okay. My God.
Hey, remember her.
Wait, other women ask you to sit down for the interview, too?
How else would we find out the alien story?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
My God.
But so now you remember Justine.
Yeah, I remember Justine.
Okay,
what did you think?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I do this a good amount, and it's just, you know, it's all over the place, the reactions that I get. But Justine's was like, she was really quick with it. And she was, she was different. And
okay.
I'll be honest, that kind of freaked me out.
It did?
I didn't know how to respond.
Because she beat you at your own game, essentially, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
But what does that be? That seems like it'd be a turn on.
No, men don't like to be outsmarted.
I was just going to
say. How do they ever meet anyone?
James, how did you feel talking to Justine like that? Were you scared of her?
You know, yeah, honestly, I just,
scared?
I never take this thing seriously. It's just sort of a gimmick. And for the first time, I felt like, wow, this really could be something.
What?
You can't let your own insecurity stand in the way of that. You want someone who challenges you, who
makes
you. Yes.
Well, what's your holdup then?
I guess I'm just not used to that. I've never had that happen before.
So you finally found her, and you're like, what do I do?
That's why you're single, my man.
Like, you don't know how to move forward now that you realize you actually like her.
Kind of. Like, she might just be quicker than me. I don't know.
I think she is.
Yeah,
that's terrifying.
No.
I mean, I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's a good thing.
If you think that's terrifying, just wait till you hear that she's actually been listening to this conversation the entire time. It is on the other line right now.
Are you serious?
Hey.
Scary Justine.
Try not to scream.
Hey.
Hey, Justine.
Come on, James. You were like, I thought we had like a banter.
We did. Like, we did. It freaked me out. I've never had a banter before.
Oh, man. You have every right to be, like, confident and witty. And, like, the guy that I met could, like, play ball. Like, he could play chess. And I feel like you're just, like, afraid of that. But honestly, you kept up in the conversation great. Like, it was – I really enjoyed our conversation. I'm a little sad that, like – now you're like backing out.
I mean, I'm not backing out. I'm just sort of like frozen, not sure what to do.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is positive.
Well, now we need to de-thaw you and get you back into action.
Push you forward, into your not confident backwards. Mode.
Why did I picture him popping him in a microwave?
Well, whatever we got to do. She liked your energy when you first met, so just bring that back and talk to her.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely do that.
More confident than that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justine, I would like that. I would like if we could keep this going.
Wait, what?
Oh, it sounds kind of timid to me.
What's a start?
Can you try to say it a little more assertive, please?
Put some flair on it, James.
Seriously.
All right, Justine, let's do this.
All right. Let's
do this.
I'm not sure. I mean, I thought you guys were going to talk right now.
Yeah.
I thought...
not in front of you.
Dude, you can't ask for interviews. You can't apply to be people's boyfriends and then not.
It's like you put Riz on your application, but you have no Riz.
Yeah, show it to us.
Here's the thing. I think you do have Riz. I think you're just afraid of messing up and it keeps you from being bold.
She's calling you out, dude.
Like, you did really well, but I think you got in your head.
I think so. When there are no stakes, it's easy. But now that there's stakes, it's different.
Oh, that's actually kind of cute.
Well, it's true. There will be stakes if we pay for them, because we will offer to send you to a steakhouse.
Really?
Yeah, our gift cards cover that.
I like free steaks.
And it's going to be an Applebee's steak.
Yeah.
So.
I thought we were going to Sizzler.
But we'd like to send you guys out on one more date that we would pay for if you're not too afraid, James.
Come on, James.
Yeah, I would love that.
Cool.
I feel like if we didn't call and push you into this, then this date never even would have happened.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know that.
Well, I mean, we do.
I feel like we kind of know that.
Okay. Yeah. So Justine, you're still okay with it?
I am open to a second interview.
Oh.
But he honestly sounds like pretty different, a lot more timid. So we'll just have to see how a less rehearsed interview goes.
Okay. Uh-oh. Was the first one just a show, or is it really who he is?
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Let's put in a real-world experience.
Yeah.
I'm doing the dating math on this, just like Justine did originally.
Okay.
And I'm saying this relationship's probably at a 5% chance right now.
Higher than I was going to give it.
Really?
So, yeah, that's good.
Unless he says something really smooth right now.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Okay. It's a 2% chance. Good luck, you guys.
Yep.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Does anybody think they're actually going to meet up for a date? Or did this whole experience just lower his confidence even more?
Yo, I think we broke him.
I think so.
He broke himself. I love this. Yeah. A guy who's saying, I'm handing out boyfriend applications, but doesn't actually want a relationship.
I know. Yeah.
Why?
He's literally all talk.
And there's a lot of people that go into something with just their first move planned.
Yeah.
And that's all that he had.
Yeah, you're right, Jeff. That's exactly what
happened.
But
it's such an elaborate first move.
It's so good.
I hope they go out again.
Yeah, me too.
Why do I feel like there's going to be a whole lot more copycat resume guys out there now, though? All trying to apply for the open boyfriend position.
Luckily for you ladies, I don't know how to make a resume.
Oh. Yeah.
Actually, Brooke, there's a lot of texts coming in at 78592 asking if you have any open positions.
Sorry, all full.
Between your husband and Roy,
not hiring right now.
But we'll keep you posted on that. But
text, I am flattered.
Yes, very much so.
The Bennies are great over here.
Make sure to email in if you ever want some help with your dating life. We'll call that person who's not calling you back and go check out all of our second dates wherever you get your podcast at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.